But first, fancy a waltz?
Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure not only to welcome the audience to the show, but to introduce our four exciting players of the game. We have two from the older generation who've been with us since our show first began, that is Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo, and we have two comedians from the younger generation. One, Tony Hawkes, who's played the game a number of times, and Graham Norton, who's only played it once before. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Yolanta Zabuki, who is going to keep the score and blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four panellists to speak, if they can, on the subject I give them. And they will try and do that as usual without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And some time ago, we were in the lovely town of Alnwick in the beautiful county of Northumberland. And there was such warm, friendly audience. I suggested then that we might come back again. And we're going to play the game and start with Tony Hawkes. Tony, Lindisfarne, a local subject, a local place. Give us some local information, 60 seconds, starting now.
Lindisfarne, or Holy Island as it is known, is a site of a church and a monastery founded by St. Aidan in 635 AD and abandoned soon after when he realised it was rubbish for public transport. Also the name of a group who had hits like Meet Me on the Corner, Lady Eleanor, Run for Home, and tragically, Fog on the Tyne, which they recorded with Paul Gascoigne. They only made the one record together because Gazzo put his knee out whilst altering the height of the mic stand and was sent off for dissent shortly afterwards. It is, of course, near Alnwick, that marvellous town where we are this evening, and I was told by the taxi driver on the way here, for tragically, that is how I made my way to this venue, shunning the obvious stop at... Oh, Peter Jones of Chubb.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was hesitation. The audience were disappointed because they wanted to hear more about his triumph.
Oh, God.
How he got here.
I can't win.
You can. You have a correct challenge, Peter. You get a point for a correct challenge.
Oh, I see.
You take over the subject, and it is Lindisfarne, and there are 13 seconds left, starting now.
I'm told that if I leave the hotel and turn left instead of right, I would eventually come to the castle. I haven't done that because I haven't really had time. Barely enough, actually, to get here.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Deviation. He's not talking about Lindisfarne. He's talking about traffic problems getting to the castle.
He was deviating from the subject of Lindisfarne. I don't think you'd established it well enough, Peter. And Derek cleverly got him with 1 second to go on the subject. He gets a point for that. He takes the subject, Lindisfarne, starting...
Eric Bloodaxe is one...
When Yolanta blows her whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point, and it was Derek Nimmo, so naturally he's in the lead. Peter, would you take the next round? The subject, follies. Will you tell us something about follies in just a minute, starting now?
One of the best follies in the world used to be Ziegfeld's in New York, and I wish I had been to see Will Rogers and Eric Bloor and a number of other well-known comedians who appeared there, including Fanny Bryce. Now, there were some...
Graham Norton challenged.
It was a bit hesitant.
It was definite hesitation, Graham, definite.
You
have a correct challenge, you have a point, you have 42 seconds. Tell us something about follies, starting now.
There can be little more pleasurable than wandering round looking at follies. For instance, a garden shed built in the shape of a toilet brush. Or...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
He wants to get out more.
Uh, Tony, lovely challenge, but he wasn't deviating from any of the rules of Just a Minute. So you get a point because we enjoyed the challenge, but Graham gets a point because he was interrupted. He keeps the subject. 33 seconds, follies, starting now.
One of the most famous follies in all America is a lovely guest bungalow built beside a swimming pool as an homage to the bra of that great heroine of all, Dolly Parton. This sleeps 8 people comfortably. I know, because I was there. Barbecues aren't advised, though, because it can be a little dangerous, so you have to have a medical team standing by at all times. Other follies I have visited in my short life include a thatched cottage. Oh!
Graham Norton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he's now in the lead at the end of the round. And Graham...
I'll enjoy it while I can.
You have a big following in Annick, Graham. I'd work on that one if I were you. Graham, it's your turn to begin, too. Scandal. Will you tell us something about scandal in Just a Minute, if you can, starting now?
I love scandal and gossip, aren't you surprised? But some people do claim not to like terrible behind-back-type stories, i.e. scandals. You meet these fellows and you think, no wonder you were never invited to a dinner party. You're too dull. Because if you don't talk about scandals, what about that?
Tony Hawks is challenged.
I think the subject scandal, and you said scandals twice.
You did indeed, I'm afraid, Graham. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, like you're... this.
I'm moving to Alnwick. I've more friends here now than I do in the rest of the country.
And Tony Hawks has a correct challenge. He takes it over starting now.
There is no scandal like a royal scandal, and 22.5 million people listened to Princess Diana spill the beans about her marriage. And it is a scandal that only 18 or 19 million people will be watching. Yes.
No challenge. Million.
Repetition.
You repeated million, I'm afraid.
I know. I didn't.
And
know.
26 seconds for you, Derek, on scandal starting now.
Yes, I think we all like a bit of scandal. Ross Benson, the Daily Express, Nigel Dempster in the Mail. We like to read of things like...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Repetition of like.
You like, yes.
We like all like scandal, a bit of scandal.
And they like him and like Ross Benson.
Gloves off.
The reason I have to sometimes explain to the players this, because they look at me with such disdain as if I could possibly dare to take the subject away from them. And I have, because it was a correct challenge, Tony. 18 seconds, scandal starting now.
There was a film called Scandal, starring John Hurt and Joanne Whalley-Kilmer, about the Profumo affair, a Tory minister involved in a sex scandal. Thank goodness those days are behind us now. And I think like that again. Now, the scandal of this...
So Tony Hawks are speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and he's taken the lead one ahead of Graham Norton. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, Buccaneers. Will you tell us something about those characters in Just a Minute, starting now?
There was a musical written some time ago by Sandy Wilson, which starred the late, very lamented Kenneth Williams, called The Buccaneers, all about a newspaper, and he was the editor of it. And gosh, he was extraordinarily, wondrously fun in it, and I do wish they would revive it, but whoever could possibly play that part, that talented former member of this team, actually enacted that at time. The original Buccaneers came from Hispaniola. Bacan was a kind of dried, spiced meat which they used to eat, and they were Protestant sailors from France, from Germany, and indeed, of course, from England, and they were pirates. But somehow, if you are a buccaneer, you're all the swashbuckling sort of man, and it makes you feel sort of gorgeous, shiver my timbers, lad. And I'd like to be one of those chaps out on the Spanish Main, sailing across, hoist the flag, up the mainsail. Jolly, what's gone wrong anyway? Where's it gone?
Jones, your challenge.
Well, he seemed to be auditioning for the Pirate King.
So what is your challenge with the rules of Just a Minute?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going over what you said.
Amazing you can remember it.
Well, I can't, of course. That's why it's taking so long.
He wasn't actually hesitating even at all repeating anything. So 7 seconds still with you on Buccaneers, Derek, starting now.
When the ship sailed into Plymouth, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth sent an envoy to greet it, and off the ship came the master.
So Derek Nimmo started with Buccaneers and finished with Buccaneers. He was interrupted at one point. He gained points for that and points for speaking as the whistle went. And he's now equal in the lead with Tony Hawks. And your turn, Tony, to begin. And the subject, bonds. Will you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
Until recently, I was dealing heavily in stocks and bonds until my advisor, Nick Leeson, no longer... Sellotape could be argued as being a kind of bond, and interestingly, the Australian word for this item is Durex. And when in Australia, I tried to purchase a contraceptive and was most taken aback by what they gave me in its place. It looked to me like they wanted me to make one myself. Billy Bonds, of course, free ex-Hammers footballer, told me a story once. He said, what's the difference between... No, he didn't, because that's another tale completely I shan't tell you. What he did say was... Oh, my God.
Peter, you challenged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me what it is.
Yes, he came to a juddering halt, actually.
Well,
I didn't want to interpret that as hesitation. Peter, a correct challenge. 19 seconds are available for you to tell us something about bonds, starting now.
Well, bonds are things that people tie each other up with, and they use...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
No, definitely not. 14 seconds, still with you, Peter. On bonds, starting now.
It's something to do with S&M, and I don't mean Marks and Spencers. I've only read about it, and I've seen advertisements for ice cream on the television, and I imagine that it may have something to do with that particular dessert. I don't know. I'm very innocent.
Peter Jones is then speaking when the whistle went. It's a very even show this week. They're all three equal in the lead, and only 1 point behind comes Graham Norton. So anybody's... It's only 1 point behind. He'll soon pick that up when he has a chance. Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject, a scoop. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, we're back to ice cream again. And I don't really see why.
Graham Norton challenge.
But that'll be repetition.
Why?
Well, we're back to ice cream.
But he hasn't said it in this round.
No, but conceptually, I thought.
We don't have conception. If we had conceptual challenges and psychic challenges, I think we'd never get anywhere in this game. It might be a very interesting round to have, but it's... No, I'm sorry, Graham.
Fair enough.
Another point to you, Peter, and you have 56 seconds. A scoop starting now.
I've watched this couple eating this delicacy for many months now, and I wonder why they don't ever have a change. What about good old bread and butter pudding? Or spotted dick or something like that. They could keep their clothes on and enjoy it just as much. But they don't do that. Or even apple tart. I can go through a Bakewell tart. Now, that's one of my favourites.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Repetition of tart.
Yeah, too many tarts, I'm afraid. 36 seconds for you, Tony, having got another point. A scoop, starting now.
A scoop is an exclusive item in the newspapers. A headline like, Parsons adjudicates panel competently, would be an example of a scoop. Far be it from me to suggest that that might be in any of our publications. I like to make a trip to the seaside where I'm taking my parents, and I have a scoop.
Graham Norton challenge.
A deviation from words. The Maherence thing.
I said herents instead of parents.
Yes. A deviation from English as we understand it. So, Graham, well listened. You have the subject of a scoop starting now.
My mother has a scoop, an ice cream scoop, but culinary whiz and general kitchen goddess that she is, she doesn't use it for that cold thing that comes out of the fridge with sugar in it. No, she prefers to make lovely mashed potato...
So your oohs and ahs when this Graham Norton was 1 point behind the other three at the end of that round, with that extra point he got then, he's now equal with the other three at the end of that round. And Graham, it's your turn to begin. The subject, gluttony. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Some people see gluttony as a vice, but I think it's a virtue. Because if you don't eat it, it'll just go off. And certainly, there's a rule in my house that you don't go to bed until that fridge is empty. Now, gluttony, however, does have its downside. For instance, my body is expanding in strange ways. So that when I...
Tony Hawk's a challenge.
In that case, I don't want to sit next to you anymore.
Tony, we enjoy the challenge, so do the audience. We give you a bonus point for that. But Graham was interrupted. He gets a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject. 38 seconds are left on gluttony, starting now.
When I go to a disco and start dancing, often I look like Gloria Hunniford playing volleyball. This is as a direct result of gluttony. Things I like...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
I'd just like to put this. I think it's a very noble suggestion to say that Gloria Hunniford looks like a glutton.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying.
You said
please.
That. I'm sorry
no,
you said
Gloria's a gorgeous woman, and I would never say that. No, it's just that gluttony has led me to look like her. No. God designed Gloria in that sort of Hunniford shape, but he designed me in a sort of Norton shape, but due to gluttony, I'm becoming the Hunniford shape. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
28 seconds. Another incorrect challenge, and you have another point, Graham. 28 seconds on gluttony starting now.
Gloria Hunniford is, in fact, a glutton...
Tony Hawk's a challenge.
Repetition of Gloria Hunniford.
Tony, gluttony, and there are 25 seconds starting now.
I was once writing with a friend, and we stopped what we were doing and decided to go out and have a break. We bought some cake and some ice cream, took it back to the house, and consumed all of it, and felt stupidly sick. And this is why you need parents to tell you that you can't finish everything off. One of the hazards of being an adult is that you will go on eating till you explode into shapes mentioned by Graham Norton, but far be it from me to suggest.
Tony Hawks are speaking then of the whistle when gained that extra point, and he's one ahead of Graham Norton and Derek Nimmo. Your turn to begin. The subject, casts. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I would dearly like to cast a fly into the Caspian Sea and try and capture one of those wonderful sturgeon, preferably a beluga, which doesn't actually have any young for 20 years before it lays the eggs. They can live to over 100 of the things I've just mentioned. What's the matter?
Someone challenged. Tony.
Clumsiness.
I must explain to our listeners that Derek Nimmo was demonstrating his casting of the fly and in the process knocked his bottle of water over, which was beside him on the table, and that's why we had the challenge of clumsiness, and the audience couldn't care less because they saw it all.
You couldn't go fly fishing in the sea.
No, that's I quite agree.
Chance,
so, Tony, 44 seconds now on casts, starting now.
I'm interested in the way that Michael Winner casts his films, because he seems to be going out with the leading ladies shortly afterwards. I was casting my fishing rod the other day, but that's another story. I can't be asked.
Peter Jones Chandler.
Is the subject casts?
Yeah, that's right, the subject is casts.
He's not talking about casts, he's talking about casting.
Yes, and he's repeated casting as well, hasn't he?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I was absolutely talking rubbish as well.
So. I know.
Well, we have to disregard that, otherwise...
We'd never be able to play just a minute, would
no,
we?
No, quite right.
Right, 19 seconds for you, Peter, on casts, starting now.
Dear old Kenneth Williams was invited to play a part in which he had to brown his face. And the producer said, you do realise what you have to do, because this is a part of a half-cast. You understand? And Kenneth said, yes. You mean the part's been promised to someone else?
Peter Jones, speaking as the whistle when gained that extra point and reminded us of our much-loved and departed friend Kenneth Williams, who was so successful on Just a Minute for many years. And your turn, Tony, to begin. And the subject, Old Masters.
and you have 60 seconds starting now.
We had an old master at my school called Mr. Simpson who took a very keen interest in the boys' extracurricular activities, and he'd invite a select few back to his house to go swimming. And when the authorities discovered that he didn't have a pool, he was sent to prison. And I remember thinking, it's a harsh world we live in, isn't it, when you can be locked up for not having bathing facilities. The Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci is an old master. Her enigmatic smile, famous image throughout the world, inspiring reverence and ridicule. One remembers Dada, the gesture by Marcel.
Peter, it never challenged.
Revolution of Dada.
Yeah. All right, Derek, you have 25 seconds now to tell us something about old master starting
now. Will you look and see what has won the Turner Prize this year? £20,000 for cutting a cow in half. It is absolutely monstrous. That's why one prefers old masters. Raphael, here in this lovely town of Alnwick, you have fine canaletos up in the castle. They're the sort of paintings that I would like to own, would like to purchase if I could, and I've said
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Yeah, repetition of like to.
Like to own, yes. Tony, you've got another correct challenge, and you've got 4 seconds left on old master, starting now.
Why did that poor girl I mentioned in the picture before look so glum? Was it because...
Tony Hawk, speaking again as the whistle went, has increased his lead, and the other three are equal in second place. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin the subject. Superstitions. Will you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
Well, I'm not superstitious myself, but I do try to observe the niceties when I'm talking to other actors who are notoriously superstitious themselves. They don't like the Scottish play, for instance, to be even mentioned, let alone quoted from. Or even if you are talking about...
never changed. No hesitation, really. I didn't want to, really, Terry, but in the end I thought I ought to.
He was thinking about the Scottish play, and he really did. The superstition overwhelmed him, actually. 40 seconds, Derek, on superstition, starting now.
I'm always terribly careful not to walk under ladders. I know it's only just a superstition. It's a very silly one, too, come to think of it. But I find myself compelled to walk out in the road, often in front of traffic coming towards me, like cats. Very lucky, like them around, have them all the time, everywhere I can find one of these feline creatures of a noir.
Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
Yes.
Yes. Peter! You have a correct challenge.
Yes.
And the subject is superstitions. There are 15 seconds left, starting now.
Well, I'm rather sorry that they're as long as 15 seconds, because I've already said everything that I have to say about superstitions. There are some that involve being throwing salt over the back of your neck or something like that.
Derek challenged you before. I'm afraid, Peter. And Derek's got in with 3 seconds on superstition, starting now.
If I spill salt on the table, I pick a pinch up and throw it over my left shoulder, keeping away the devil.
Well, Derek Nimmo was speaking as the whistle went, getting that extra point. He has moved forward, and surprisingly, because Derek's often out there in front, but he's still equal, only in second place. Our leader is still Tony Hawks. And Graham Norton, your turn to begin. The subject, stout. Will you talk on the subject starting now?
Gloria Hunniford is not stout. Everyone to know that and be aware of it. She is a svelte feline-like thing that prowls Radio 2 like a disco goddess. Now, in Ireland, stout is a sort of beer, particularly a sort of dark one.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of sort of.
Oh, thank you.
So, Derek, another correct challenge and another point and another subject. Stout with you starting
now. I think the Murphys, marketing people, frightfully clever to get President to come and have a picture taken in front of one of their bottles, Clinton, when he was over there, you remember, a few weeks ago. And he was drinking the foaming, brothy, wonderful liquid, but actually his lips only touched the top and he didn't sip one little bit. Much to the delight of Guinness people who'd hope to have a similar snap taken for their own nefarious purposes. Now, stout is something that you get if you are a glutton. And I was very deprived because I was not allowed to talk on gluttony, which I would dearly like to have done. done. Because being stout, obese, is one of the things which I am rapidly moving towards.
Derry Nimmo speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's moved forward. He's now only one behind our leader, who is still Tony Hawks. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. A number of points leapt forward from fourth to second. What's going to happen now as we approach the end of the show? But not quite. Then the subject is my favourite clothes. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
My favourite clothes. I suppose I would start with plus twos and some long socks. And an old tweed jacket, a pullover perhaps beneath by getting out on the moors, and a cloth cap with a couple of fishing flies stuck in it in case I found a river and I had my rod with me. I like particularly elderly clothes. There's something but awfully nice.
Derry Nimmo illustrating how difficult it is to play just a minute. Yes, instead of saying repeating particularly, he hesitated and Tony Hawks got in first. My favourite clothes, Tony, and there are 39 seconds starting now.
My favourite clothes are trousers. Whenever I go to people's houses, I take them off so I can feel the benefit of them when I leave. I also like bell-bottoms and clothes from the 70s, like tie-dye shirts and those great big white ties that people used to wear with penny collars. Also, this was the kind of fashion that we should bring back today, instead of people walking around in black, which they tend to do a lot, I've noticed now. My other favourite clothes are shoes. These are to be worn on the feet, preferably not on the head.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Well, shoes aren't clothes.
I think that is open to debate, and I think it's the way you interpret the word. So I think I give the benefit of the doubt to Tony Hawks, who has the subject, because we're moving into the final whistle. And Tony, there are 6 seconds left. My favourite clothes starting now.
My favourite clothes include my boxer shorts, which I'm wearing at the moment. Obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have any pants on, and that would be a disgraceful way to play.
Tony Hawks' boxer shorts brought just a minute to a rousing climax. And and as he was speaking, as the whistle went again, that extra point for doing so increased his lead. And it just remains for me to give you the final score. Graham Norton, who has only played the game once before, and he finished only just in fourth place, 1 point behind Peter Jones, who was only 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, but out in the lead with quite a few points more was Tony Hawks. So we say, here's the winner this week, Tony Hawks. We thank them all for their contributions, which is far more important than the points that they gain. So on behalf of Tony Hawks, Graham Norton, Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo, and also on behalf of Yolanta Zabuki, who's been keeping the score and blowing a whistle for us, and Ian Messiter, who created the game, and our producer Anne Jobson and myself, and particularly our thanks from all of us to this lovely audience here in the Playhouse Theatre at Alnwick, where we've enjoyed our return visit, and we say thank you to them and thank you to our listeners. We hope you'll all be with us the next time we take to the air to play Just a Minute.
And tomorrow joining Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones will be Clement Freud and Paul Merton.